of small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
And this is your monthly Patreon episode. Now, before we start, I just want to say, Pilar, you were correct.
I love being right.
Because when I said the next episode would be David Bowie, 90s and beyond, which would start with the album Black Tie, White Noise from 1993, and end with the album Black Star from 2016, you said that's kind of specific.
That is a nerd deep dive right there. You have to only like these specific things. It's not what...
You don't have to only like it, but it's something you would like.
It's like more like one of your episodes. It's not like these Patreon things are about like everybody...
All inclusive. I thought my listeners were just the nerds to do it.
No.
Let me tell you, sadly, no.
Nope.
We only had, get ready. You might even know by the length of the episode, we only had 5 people submit. No women, just dudes. One dude's disgruntled about it. So I'm going to pad out with those 5 songs with 5 choices, songs that I picked. But this was a whiff.
And I didn't pick anything.
No, you're just going to enjoy or not enjoy.
I'm going to sit here and drink my coffee.
Yeah. So, but the albums included in this time period, just so you know, are Black Tie, White Noise, The Buddha of Suburbia, Outside, Earthling, Hours, Heathen, Reality, The Next Day, and Black Star. We're not going to hear from every one of those albums, but we'll hear from some of them. Now, before we start, though, I want to throw it out there right now, right up front. I'm going to tell you what the topic is for the next Patreon episode. I feel like this is going to open the floodgates for many, many people to participate. And remember, don't participate until I post it on the Patreon page, because if you do, I'll assume that you're not a Patreon supporter. You're just trying to sneak one in on me. And I'm a smart guy, and I won't let that happen. But for the next one, it's going to be I Never Want to Hear That Song Again. Now, that could be a song that you hate, but it could also be a song that you like. Like, it could be Don't Stop Believin'. Like, you might love that song, but you're like, oh, my God. I hear that again. Or it could be Back in Black, or it could be I Want You to Want Me. It could be a million songs, and it doesn't have to be in a negative connotation. It could just be, hey man, I love that song, but I never have to hear that song again.
I'm bringing a list.
Oh boy.
I'm bringing a list of all the songs that you play over and over and over again.
And I guess the title would be I Never Have to Hear That Song Again.
No, because I never have to means...
It just means the same thing. It's just a little more positive.
No, it isn't. I never want to means I never want to, but I never have to means I won't have to. Like something happened and it leave the words to me, man. Just go with I never want to.
Okay, never call me man again. What are you? What are you? Are you going to, hey dudes. we're gonna do some poetry reading right now. All right, let's get into this. David Bowie, the 90s. And beyond. And I guess I'll kick it off with a song from 2013's album, The Next Day. I want to make sure I get the years right on this. I don't want to get into this and give misinformation. Yes, this was released March 8th, 2013. We're into March right now. That's like 13 years ago. The song is called The Stars, and then in parentheses, Are Out Tonight. Here we go. First one.
Stars are never sleeping. Dead ones and the living. We live closer to the earth, never to the heavens. The stars are never. Just sleeping. Dead ones and the living. Waiting for
all right, Phil, I assume you've never heard that song before. What's your take on that one?
I don't see, this is a tough one for me, because how can you say anything about David Bowie other than, whoa, David Bowie's the best? You know, I mean,
you can
he's
say
great.
No, everything that someone, even the best artists, have songs that aren't the greatest.
If this was the first David Bowie song I'd ever heard, I would probably be like, this sounds like somebody didn't work that hard at this one.
Wow. Wow. All right.
See, that's what I mean. It's David Bowie. You can't, he's, like,
well, I assume everyone today picked a song they think is a great one.
Yeah, so I have nothing to say except, yeah. Woo!
All right. Did you like it or did you not like it? Would you turn that off if it came on the radio?
Oh, boy.
In 2013?
In 2013?
Yeah, that's when it was released.
I don't know. This is hard.
All right. It's hard for you. People wouldn't even do it.
Right.
All right. Here's our first intro. And this one's the one I think seems disgruntled. Here comes Joe Reynolds.
Hey, Pat, Joe Reynolds from Philly here. This was a tough one. I just really had a hard time picking a good song from his later years. I'm just throwing a dart and picking a song called Slow Burn off of Heathen, the 2002 album, and hopefully I'll never hear it again. All right, thanks.
Heathen, that was Slow Burn from the very disgruntled Joe Reynolds.
I think he covered two Patreon episodes.
He's got two topics. You don't have to submit next month, Joe.
Right.
Because you did it.
I never want to.
Never want to hear that song again.
I never have to. I never want to.
Yeah, holy cow. All right. Coming up next is, from me, is a song from Earthling from 1997. And this song is called I'm Afraid of Americans. You probably have heard this one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so let's hear it. I can tell you in 2026, I live in America. I am an American and I am afraid of Americans.
And also, like, if you go abroad right now, there's people don't want to engage with Americans very much anymore. They're like,
no,
so done with us.
You have to immediately say, I did not vote for that guy.
Right. I started having to do that in 2017 when I was traveling. It was one of the reasons I stopped traveling. It was just like, I had to, you know, everybody was asking me, like, what about Trump? What about Trump? And I was like, guys, I'm really, I promise I didn't vote for him. Nobody I knew, you know, it was, and that was then.
Yeah.
You know?
What I'll add to that is, thanks, Biden. All right. Here we go. Next intro is, there's someone this week that didn't say their name. I think it was this next gentleman. This is Kevin Irvin. Here we go.
Hello, Mr. Pat. And hello, Miss Pilar.
Hello.
This is Kevin, addressing you from the Republic of Berkeley in California. For this Patreon episode, Bowie, 1993 to 2021, I choose the year 2001 from the album Heathen, the song Cactus, which is a cover of the Pixies from their debut album, Surfer Rosa, way back in 1988. And it's a great cover. Both songs are great, but this is a great cover. You can take it from the top, and then it cooks. Thanks for offering these opportunities, and good day to ya.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sitting here wishing on a cement floor, just wishing that I had just something you wore. I put it on when I go lonely. Will you take off your dress and sell it to me? I miss your kiss and then I miss your head. And the letter in your writing doesn't mean you're not dead. Just run outside in the desert heat. Make your dress all wet and send it to me.
Do you have the original?
No, and because my hard drive is still not up and running, I cannot access it as quickly as I normally could. What?
This sounds like a big euphemism, which I have to say is just not true with you. But it just sounds like, I'm sorry, my hard drive is just not.
All right. How many coffees have you had this morning?
I've had half.
I don't know if that's enough or too much.
I need more. Can I ask to be educated a little bit about Bowie and his career?
Are you putting me on the spot?
Yeah.
I don't know much about these later albums either. I got to be honest.
No, very general. Like, what was his earliest album? You know, since I've been a teenager, David Bowie was, you know, just around, always, you know, producing something, or, you know, there was always something on the radio, and, you know, he was so cute and all this stuff. But I don't really know like how many years his career spans.
Well, his earliest album was 1967, self-titled David Bowie, and he was more pop leaning. I think they wanted him to be more of like a
Beatle,
maybe like a David Cassidy even. And so it's quite a different type of sounding David Bowie album. Let me see if I go through the iTunes store, I might be able to give you a little taste of that early David Bowie. And this is a song called Uncle Arthur.
So this is 1967.
67.
Uncle Arthur likes his mummy. Uncle Arthur still reads comics. Uncle Arthur follows Batman. Round and round the rumors fly how he ran away from mum on his 32nd birthday. Told her that he'd found a chum. Mother cried and raved and yelled and fussed. Arthur left her no illusion. Brought the girl round, saved confusion. Sally was the real thing, not just.
I like that though. That's more like Kinks than.
Yeah, I'll dedicate that to Steve O'Dockerson because we both really do enjoy that song. You know what? I can find the Pixies now in the iTunes store.
It's okay.
No, I can.
But we're on something else.
Well, I know, but now that I realize that I could access it through the iTunes store, I will play a little bit of Cactus by the Pixies.
I don't want to do the ADHD.
Very DIY to me.
I miss your soup and I miss your bread. And a letter in your eyes.
Oh, he's a couple of spikes right
there. I like this one.
So you're very DIY.
So back to the question.
I found the Cactus song. So
that was what I asked you.
You ask about David Bowie's career.
Yeah. So it started, you said 1965.
No, I didn't.
No?
No,
1967. This is me and numbers. Well, I would have memorized more if we had stayed focused. Okay. So 1967. And then it goes all the way. Until he died.
Yeah.
So 2020?
Don't try to use numbers.
No, when did he pass away?
I believe he died in 2016.
2016?
Yeah.
Oh.
His last album was released, and then he died like 2 days later after it was released.
Oh, wow.
It was on a Friday. I believe he died on a Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. What a way to go. That's super cool.
Yep. Well, he is super cool.
It's like Tom Petty having his last concert, and then, although that wasn't super cool. Well, none of it's super cool.
Did he die after his last concert? Wasn't it like the
next week or something like that?
I would have to look that up.
But anyway, yeah, you know me. I don't know anything about this. So this is like a really big life of music.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got this era that you've chosen for this particular Patreon episode.
Right.
And I know it corresponds with some kind of album being re-released, but...
No.
No?
This episode?
Yeah.
I have David Bowie books to give away. That's why I did this episode, because the David Bowie book is about the second half of his career, which is what we're talking about today.
So if you had to choose between everything leading up to the stuff in this episode and everything after this episode, what would you choose?
You mean the time frame?
Yeah, like what year are we talking about? You told me the albums, but what year are we talking about in these albums that we're looking at right now?
Okay. Well, again, you're not paying attention.
What?
Because I said this twice already.
Say it again.
We are covering 1993
to
2016.
Okay. All right. So let's just talk about so 1993 to 2016.
Yeah.
If you were going to say...
A sweet spot of David Bowie's career for me?
Yes.
Would be 1971, Hunky Dory.
Uh-huh.
All the way up through 1987, Never Let Me Down.
Got it.
That's my sweet spot.
Do you think that maybe that's the case for most people?
Yes. I do think so. I mean, that's when all the hits are, and that's when he's still doing different things with every album, but he's not straying so far out of reach of your casual listener. And then I believe once Black Tie White Noise drops in 93, I think he's really leaning into doing whatever the fuck he wants. And he can do that because he's earned it through all those other years of giving us hits and stuff.
God. So we might be hearing like, this is David Bowie doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, but I still think there's great stuff.
Okay. So back to the podcast. Thanks for answering my question.
I kind of did. So I told Pilar this just a couple weeks ago. My parents sold their house last year and moved into an apartment because they're of that age. Everything needs to be on one floor. And they lived in that house since I was 6 months old.
Yeah.
So over 60 years they live there. And the address was 522 Wayne Street. And I can't tell you how many times I look at clock or something or a time code, and it's at 5:22.
It happens crazy
all the time. And so my next song, I'm looking, and what's the total? This song is 5 minutes and 22 seconds long. It's very strange.
Wow.
That I would pick a song out of all the David Bowie songs. One of the ones I picked is 5:22.
Thursday's Child.
See?
coming up next. This is my work bestie, Michael Johnson. And I had no idea what song he was going to pick. And then when I was putting the show together and I heard what song he picked, he actually picked the song. If I was to pick only one song from this time period, it would have been the song that he picked.
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah. So here we go.
Hey, Pat, this is Michael Johnson from right here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. But you already knew that. My submission for a latter-day David Bowie song would be Little Wonder from the 1997 album Earthling. It actually borrows percussion and some power chords that were taken from Prodigy's Firestarter, which came out the year before. It's this electronica, mashup, crazy car crash of a song. And I just love it. Thanks.
Big screen dolls, kids and explosions, sleepy time, as for the news. Little wonder then, little wonder, you little wonder, you.
I'm getting it.
Intergalactic, seeming to be you, it's all in the tablets, sneezing with time. Little wonder then, little wonder, you little wonder, little wonder.
So a few years back when I was listening to this era of David Bowie, these songs for the first time, and I got to the album Earthling, and Little Wonder's the first song on the album, and I was immediately like, here we go.
Yeah, it is a cool song, and very Bowie, and those harmonies are really cool at like unexpected times, and then you get that like that electronic sound, but it's not annoying. Yeah,
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. All right, so the next song I'm going to play is from the No Plan EP. No Plan is an extended play comprising songs written and recorded by English musician David Bowie, and this was released posthumously on January 17th. So it was recorded, January 2017. It was recorded in 2015, but released after his death. I think the opening line of the song is creepy considering he's dead when they release it.
Ooh.
I think. I could be wrong. This is Lazarus. I can't even talk. I said it like Paul Stanley. This is Lazarus. Let me tell you something. David Bowie was an inspiration. I love all his work. Thursday's Child, the stars are out tonight. I'm afraid of Americans. And this is Lazarus. 2015. Or 17.
Look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
I like it though.
I like it too. I like everything he just said is so true, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Also, I was wrong again. I should just call this the wrong podcast.
Okay.
I said Pongcast. What's wrong with me today?
You said,
what's happening?
I don't know.
This is terrible.
Okay.
I had six people participate.
Six,
not five. Not five, six.
Six is decent.
No, it's not. It's weak. It's lame. Six?
Who are we on now?
Well, let me cue it up.
Okay.
Where do you have to be? You have the whole morning off.
No, I don't. I've got to start reading at 12.
Yeah, this it's
quarter of 11.
All right, calm down. This is Kevin Peek. Two Kevins today. Two Michaels today.
Hi, Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid listeners. Alex Peek here. I'll start this intro off by saying I would consider...
Okay.
What?
Now, he said Alex Peek, but when he sent me his intro, it says Kevin Peek.
So, what?
I think it's Alex Kevin Peek.
Okay. Could we just say Peek?
Maybe it's Kevin Alex Peek.
Peek.
But I said it was Kevin Peek, and then he said, hi, this is Alex. So again, this is the wrong podcast. I'm going to put in the description, Pat makes many mistakes. On today's episode, Pat makes many mistakes. It's almost as if he doesn't care. He just wants to give books away.
Oh, that Pat cares. Trust me, nobody cares more books, than you when it comes to this books stuff.
Away. Here we go.
Yeah.
I consider myself a surface-level fan of David Bowie's music. I like the hits, I've listened to the Ziggy era albums, and appreciate what he has done for music as the legend he is. I just never delved into his whole catalog, not because of dislike, but just that there is so much other music out there and so little time that I just haven't gotten around to it. So for picking a song in his late era catalog, this is the route I went. I graduated high school on June 9th, 2002, and 2 days later, the Bowie album Heathen was released. And that whole summer, I saw the album cover at all the record stores on posters and on the racks. So I figured I would just pick a song off that album since that image of a robotic-looking David Bowie staring off in space is still burned into my brain. I don't know where this album lands with actual fans, but for me, it was pretty, and I quote, meh. Lots of slower songs and a little too dirgy for me. But I will say, there were three songs that I did really like and I would put on a 2000s era playlist. And the one I liked the best is Slow Burn. I went to look for some more information on the song and here are some of the cool facts that I learned. It was the first single for the album. Pete Townshend is the primary lead guitar on the song. The song is meant to have a Heroes vibe to it. And when I listened to it for the first time, something sounded familiar about it. And that thing was this that I read. In 2013, Brandon Flowers of The Killers told NME that the band used the bass line from Slow Burn for their 2004 single, All These Things That I've Done. He quipped that, enough time has probably passed now that I think he probably won't sue us. So with all that, Pat, please take it from the 22nd mark and enjoy Slow Burn.
Now, by the way, this was the first song we played. This is the song Joe Reynolds picked that says he never wanted to hear this song again.
Are we going to hear it again?
Well, that's because Mr. Peek picked it, and Mr. Peek loves the song. It's one of his three favorites on this album.
So poor Joe Reynolds, we just crush his dreams immediately because he is going
to
hear it again.
He has to hear it.
Okay. Song just so that Joe Reynolds has to hear it a third time.
No, I have a play out song.
Okay.
All right. Real quick, Patreon people, the books I'm giving away in conjunction with this episode, in which I am wrong the entire episode, it's a book called Lazarus, The Second Coming of David Bowie. And I have four hardcover copies of this to give away. And that will be the Patreon prize for this week. You want a chance to win that book, you can support us for $2 a month at patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And the books come courtesy of Pegasus Books. Thank you to everyone at Pegasus Books. All right, moving on to our second Michael of the day. This gentleman is Michael Bagford.
Hey, Michael Bagford from Fairborn, Ohio this time. Yeah, it's been quite a while since I've done this. My pick for the Bowie episode is Strangers When We Meet. I'm going to go with the Buddha Suburbia version. Enjoy.
Strangers When We Meet. Now, it's interesting, Michael, that you chose the version from The Buddha of Suburbia, because I much prefer the version that was on the album Outside. In fact, that might be the only song I like on the album Outside. Either way, we heard it. And Pilar, any thoughts on that song?
Oh, no.
You weren't even listening.
You
fall asleep.
I was thinking about stuff. I'm sorry.
Let's just give a little tease for next month's episode. Do you have a song that you never want to hear again?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm bad with titles. It's like
you're good with singing.
No, well, this is what happens, right? You get on your loops, right? And then that song comes up that you tend to play even more during the loop. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, that song. So I will be making the list as you go. But Todd Rundgren, as much as he's great, right? You've been playing him like for months.
Years.
It's always your go-to. And I appreciate that. But I'm just like, oh God, here we go again. So what is the song that like... I think list some titles from that.
I think the one that I always play is "We Got to Get You a Woman."
Yes, I never want to hear that song again.
Why, Leroy boy?
Yeah, it's just
is that you?
Yeah, and the worst part is I sing along with these things.
Yeah,
like I'm like it's, you know, it's like it's a Pavlovian experience, but it's not like I want to, you know. Mm-hmm. So like no, definitely. Yeah, that song. Thanks for helping with that one. Yes. Please, God.
Pavlovian experience. I'm trying to find a song that every time I play it, you cook dinner. That's the response, but I haven't hit on that song yet.
We had the Lucy show?
Yeah. Lucy. Ah, Ricky. I want to go to the club. All right.
Yeah, I said Pavlovian.
You bring the heat today. You bring the smarts.
That's a word.
Pavlovian.
But like Pavlov's dog, right?
That's
like
what it is.
Yeah. And I just immediately start singing to mm-hmm. songs that I just wish I never heard again. So what does that mean?
Did you like the song?
You have me trained.
Just like I like it. All right. This is our last song from one of our Patreon supporters. And then I will play a playout song. We'll do a little promoting and all that good stuff. Okay, here we go. This is Mr. Jeff Scoble.
Hey, Rock Solid people, Pat and almost certainly Pilar. Jeff Scoble from Detroit here with my selection for this month's Patreon supported episode, all about David Bowie's later career. I have to admit, while I have listened to all of Bowie's albums at least once, I have rarely revisited his output since the album Never Let Me Down. As a result, I really had to go back and listen to these albums again to find a song I could define as a favorite. There's a lot of great stuff here and a lot of weird stuff as well, and I can't say I was in love with all of it, but the one thing you can say about the man is he was not afraid to experiment with new sounds and styles. In the end, there were some really strong choices, but I landed on the title track from the 2003 album Reality, which is just a great rockin' Bowie tune which really stuck with me after listening to it, so that's what I'm going with. As always, hope everyone's staying safe out there and keep on rockin'.
Sounds to me like Bowie. That's the Bowie
Out of this era, this might be my favorite of the albums. The Reality. I really like that album cover too. It's pretty cool. And thank you for playing that song, Jeff. My my playout song for today is a bonus track from this album, and I'll tell you what that is in a moment. But first of all, if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can follow us at Rock Solid Show. If you want to follow us on Blue Sky, we are at Rock Solid Podcast. And if you want to support the show, be a part of these episodes, win prizes, get episodes early, and see bonus video content, all that kind of stuff. We have many tiers on the Patreon page. It's patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast. Pilar, where can people find you and your knowledge of music and Pavlovian things?
Oh, can I apologize to the person I said I was tuning out first? Was it Michael Bagford, his song? I said I was thinking about other things. Was it
Michael? You can't apologize after every episode.
Oh, I, you know.
A couple weeks back, you had a big apology. If, Richard Burth, you wanted his.
If you make a mistake, you need to own it. And like this whole episode has you been owning it. I'm really proud of you. So I think it was Michael Bagford, and I said, oh, I wasn't paying attention. I
don't know which person it was.
Yeah, and I just said, oh, I was thinking about something else.
Okay.
That's actually legit. It had nothing to do with the song. I was just thinking about something else. So when you asked me, you know, what I thought about the song, I had kind of gone away for a second. Because sometimes there are focus issues that people have, including me. Like, we're all discovering them in this family, that we all have different kinds of focus problems.
Except for me.
Pat is the king of the castle.
Nope. I can focus on many, many things.
Yeah, that's kind of a, no, you can't.
Yes.
No, you are hyper-focused on many,
many things.
Hyper-focused on one thing, and you do it really, really well, usually when you're in the middle of it, but no, but anyway, so I'm so sorry. That was no shade to the music or anything like that. I just got distracted for a second. I'm so sorry.
Were you thinking about Todd Rundgren and putting him in the grave?
I don't know what I think I was thinking about my calendar for the day, which is crazy.
That's every day with you.
I know, but
you need to. I think you need to do some transcendental meditation and just give yourself that moment at the beginning of the day just to clear your mind.
No, I got no time for that. No,
you have to do it. Jerry Seinfeld does it.
I can't clear my mind because I got shit to do. But anyway, so I'm sorry. So if anybody does want to find me in the work that I do, I can be a little hyper-focused too. So my work is good. Sometimes my regular life is not. So if you want to learn about screenwriting or build a screenplay, you can definitely go to onthepage.tv. And I promise never to get distracted when it comes to your creativity.
All right. And by the way, Jeff Scobel did say that he really wasn't that interested or knowledgeable with David Bowie's career after the album Never Let Me Down, which was ended the sweet spot that I said earlier in the show.
That's so interesting.
So with that, one of my favorite songs of all time. Like if someone said, what's your favorite song? This might be my go-to answer. It's a song called Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks. Well, Japanese bonus track on the Reality album by David Bowie is his version of Waterloo Sunset. So with that, I am going to leave everybody with Waterloo Sunset. Thank you, Pilar.
Thank you, Pat.
So bright.
Hey, everybody, check, check, check.
Hey, everybody, check, check, check.